بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. The discussion is on the Mubarak hair of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To part the hair in the middle, Umm al-Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that when she would part Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak hair, she would commence from the center of the head and she would divide the forelock equally to the right and the left. The curative properties of the Mubarak hair of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Usman ibn Mawhab rahmatullah alayhi narrates that his family members sent him to Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, with a utensil containing water. She took out a silver utensil which contained a few strands of the Mubarak hair of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever anybody became ill or would be afflicted with evil eye, they would go to Sayyida Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha with a utensil containing water, and she would immerse the Mubarak hair in it. The ill person thereafter drank this water and he would be cured. Sayyidina Uthman says that he noticed that the hair was reddish in color. This was probably due to it being preserved with ether. Ulama have written that many persons afflicted with fever would drink this Mubarak hair, would drink the water from the Mubarak hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and would be cured. Note, Sayyida Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha had preserved a few strands of the Mubarak hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a silver container. It used and it proved to be a definite cure for all illnesses. The patient would either drink the water or it would be sprinkled onto the sick person's body. Allama Aini rahmatullah alayhi has also affirmed that people would derive blessings from the Mubarak hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they would be cured through it as well. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.